Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, May 30th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to soldiers on the front line in the eastern region of Kharkiv yesterday. The trip is Zelensky's first documented appearance outside Kyiv since Russia invaded his country in February. Russian forces have intensified shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, after 2 weeks of relative quiet. Six civilians were reportedly injured by Russian shelling in the Kharkiv region on Saturday, and several loud explosions were heard in the city after Zelensky's visit. A Telegram post by the office of the president shows Zelensky touring neighborhoods of the 2,229 buildings that have been destroyed in Kharkiv and the region. While on the front line, Zelensky also checked the operational and command situation on the ground and presented state awards, commendations, and gifts to Ukrainian troops. According to reports by Reuters, 31% of the Kharkiv region is currently occupied by Russia, with a further 5% having been taken back by Ukraine. Ukraine has started receiving missiles and howitzers from allies in the West as Russian forces continue to make incremental gains in the eastern Donbas region. Over the weekend, Ukraine received a shipment of Harpoon anti-ship missiles from Denmark and self-propelled howitzers from the United States, arms that Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov hopes will bolster forces fighting Russia's invasion. According to Reznikov, the Harpoon shore-to-ship missiles will be used alongside Ukrainian Neptune missiles to defend the coastline, including the southern port of Odessa. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed hopes that Western partners would be willing to provide Ukraine with everything necessary to protect freedom. Presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych later echoed Zelensky's optimism that the weapons we so desperately need will most likely be delivered soon. Much will depend on the upcoming NATO defense ministers meeting in Brussels in mid-June. If the allies in the West do not delay, Arestovych explained, that around June 20th, the situation on the front will change greatly in our favor. The film Eo by veteran Polish director Jerzy Skolimowski took home the jury prize during the closing ceremony of the 75th Cannes Film Festival over the weekend. The film follows the trials of a donkey born in a Polish circus, where it performs with a kind young artist Cassandra, played by Polish actress Sanda Dziemalska. After a demonstration by animal rights activists, the two are separated. The donkey ends up in a petting zoo and later changes owners several times, experiencing joy and pain and feeling the wheels of fate crushing his innocence. In his memorable acceptance speech, Skolimowski specifically thanked all six of my donkeys used in the film. A mallard duck has found a surprising place to hatch and raise her ducklings, reportedly building a nest in the yard of the Dominican monastery in Gdańsk. Monastery officials have asked the public to avoid frightening the duck by approaching her to take pictures. Parents should also be careful to keep small children away from the area, as they could accidentally damage the hatching eggs. Monastery officials have promised to keep the public updated about the progress and everyday life of the duck mallard and her ducklings. And tennis stars Iga Świątek and Hubert Hurkacz are both competing today to advance to the fifth round of the French Open. Hurkacz will face 8th-seeded Casper Ruud of Norway in the men's singles competition at 12:15 today, while Świątek will face 19-year-old Chen Wenjing of China at 3:15.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cool, with a good chance for rain showers throughout the day and a light breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 13 degrees centigrade, or 56 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 7 degrees centigrade, or 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some mixed rain and sun in the early morning and late afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.